If you've been watching on the webcam, you know that we swap guests while the news and the weather and other wonderful things are going on. And we now have Tim Gaunt, who is the Director of Product Support for HeartCell Engine Technologies. He's been active in the aviation industry for more than 40 years as a GA mechanic. Hey, I married my mechanic, so I love mechanics. Tim, welcome to Attitude Adjustment, and welcome back to EAA Air Venture 2022.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, you talk about the 40 years, and it's like, oh, my goodness, how long have I been doing this? You know, so you start to wonder. But, you know, we love being here as a company. You know, it's HeartCell Engine Tech. We are a sister company to HeartCell Propeller and to AWI Manufacturing, which does welded products and things like that. We actually deal with engine components. So our portion of the company does turbochargers for Aeroforce turbochargers and SkyTech starters and plane power alternators and Janitrol aero heaters and just a wide variety of different engine and aircraft components for general aviation. We basically focus on general aviation. So we do have product on display. We don't sell. We are a manufacturer, so we're supporting the distributors that are here or the OE companies that we, you know, supply product to. So we're basically here in a support capacity for them. And, of course, for anybody that wants to walk up and say hi or yell at us or do whatever they think they need to do. So it's pretty neat. We had a gentleman first time. I mean, I walked in the door this morning, and a lady had a starter, and it was you know, it had failed coming up here. So there it was laying on the table when I walked in. So we made arrangements to get her another one, and she'll have that, you know, tomorrow morning. So we do things like that, but not from a direct selling to customers. We use our Quality Aircraft Accessories company and, of course, Aircraft Spruce, you know, the distributors for us. So my main focus when I come to these, any venue actually, is training. We put a lot of effort into education and safety training because it's the only way this industry is going to survive. There's too many things going on out there that, in my opinion, are not proper. And the only way we're going to fix it is to train people the correct way to do things. So in this, for Oshkosh, we actually have 7 different seminars going on that are not the EA ones. They're through Superior Air Parts and Continental Motors and AOPA. So we've got different seminars going on that we can, we just sit up there and talk about problems that are in the industry, problems that we see. We even have branched out because it's not just on product. We do have seminars on our own products, but we also have seminars on special things like the gear coupling installation on the Continental per mold installation alternators.
Oh, now that is very specific.
And that's a big deal right now in the field. It's a problem area that the FAA's identified. So, you know, we want to try to bring some knowledge to that. We actually, one of the seminars I'm going to do is workplace distractions.
That's actually very interesting. Let's talk about that for a second. As a mechanic, have you seen growth in workplace distractions with cell phones and things?
Definitely.
Oh, wow.
Most definitely. In fact, part of the seminar does talk about, can we police ourselves, or have we gotten beyond that point? And I would say 99% of the seminars that I talked to when I asked that question were beyond that point. It's going to take some type of intervention from the company itself, regulatory something, to get the cell phones away and out of causing the distraction. They are obviously the biggest distraction in the room. In fact, right now, mine's not even turned off because I didn't even think about it, because you just don't anymore. And unfortunately, you go grab that cell phone and it's just not a great thing to do. So we do talk a lot about distractions. We use them in our plant. Of course, we use the same seminar. And then when I go out in the field, I'm talking to my IAs for the mechanic seminars, or like just say AOPA, because I'm going to do it for AOPA, which that should be kind of interesting. But then it's more, you know, pilot and shop oriented if somebody has their own shop, you know, or something like that.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Tim Gaunt, who's the Director of Product Support for HeartCell Engine Technologies.
And as he was explaining, this really has to do with the components that go between the prop and the engine in a lot of ways that your company is manufacturing. I have a soft spot for the Janitrols because I am one of those pilots who's had to get out, land the airplane on a freezing day, get out, go in, reset the circuit breaker,
yes,
so that my toes can warm up.
Exactly.
They were notorious for doing that back in the old days, particularly with the Aztecs.
Yes.
They would kick off and you'd be like, gee, it seems awfully cold in here. I wonder why. Oh, the heater's not working anymore.
Well, at least you had an Aztec so you could get to that switch. It was an old 310, and you're fat like me, you can't even get up in the wheel well to reach the switch.
That's exactly
right. So that switch was there. It was an overheat. It's a protection. The
Absolutely.
One thing about the heaters, you know, the heaters are they're the same type of heater you go down to Home Depot and buy to put in your garage or barn or something like that, except multiple safety systems on them because you are burning fuel, aviation fuel, in a combustion heater, and there's always this thing about the safety of them, you know. So I don't know.
And that's a very important point too, because we have a lot of experimental aircraft people here on the field, and it's important for them to understand that you really shouldn't go down to the hardware store,
correct,
and buy that heater because it doesn't have the engineered safety redundancy that aircraft parts have. Can you talk a little bit about how much time and energy you guys put into manufacturing parts that have those safety protocols?
Exactly. That's interesting because, you know, the experimental guys started out long, long time ago, and they used whatever they could find, and they did it from hardware stores and everything else that they could get. But they have become more... more conscious of using the correct nuts, bolts, things like that, because it's a proven thing. I mean, AN hardware, MS hardware, it's proven. I mean, that's what it's for. And the heaters in particular, that's interesting when you brought up, but the heaters in particular were actually automotive and commercial to begin with. They weren't in aircraft. So they were all certified, but they were all built under AS standards for automobiles and commercial applications. Then they were drafted into aircraft. So they have a car standard and they have a aircraft standard. So when we go buy parts, we may buy parts and they may come from a standard distributor, but they have to come through our quality system first to make them the true hardware or parts they are to go out into the field. And that's the difference. You could go buy the exact same bolt, looks the same, everything else, but it hasn't gone through the quality system. And that way we get to go ahead and take a $1 bolt and make it $10.
Well, yeah, there is some skepticism around about all of that. But I will give you credit in that. Quality control is absolutely critical. Our guest before this, Craig Barnett, was talking about how the average age of a GA aircraft is somewhere around 50 right now. And I thought to myself, well, hell, I remember I went to all this trouble to build or with my husband build an airplane so we could have a brand new airplane that we could afford. Oh, wait, that was 2008. My airplane. My brand new airplane is already 14 and a half years old.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe that number's right. And these parts are part of the reason why the quality control and the much higher standard on parts is one reason why they last so long.
That's correct. And we also have parts that, you know, a lot of the old airplanes had generators on them. Well, now the generators... We have generator conversion kits to an alternator. And we're not going to tell somebody that you should take every generator off and throw it away and put an alternator on. But if you've got a generator and it's not working properly and somebody's going to use automotive parts to fix it, it's time to do the conversion. If you've got a generator and you want to put in a glass panel, the generator is not going to support that. So you're going to have to go to a generator conversion to an alternator. And it's modernizing the fleet. At the same time, you're right. The airplanes, I mean, the GA fleet, they're really, really old. But you still run across the ones. A friend of mine's got a Comanche 400 out here. It's got 1,200 hours on it total time. Always been hangered, always this, always that. You probably wants like $10 for it. I mean, so, yeah, I mean, they, you know, so there's a lot of old airplanes out there that have been taken care of. And there's other ones out there that really have probably seen their best days.
Yeah, that is absolutely true. We are speaking with Tim Gaunt. He is the Director of Product Support for Hartzell Engine Technologies. Tim, can you tell us where people can find you here on the airfield at EAA Air Venture 2022?
Sure. We are in Hangar A, and we are booth 1111 through 1113, basically right inside the big door, center aisle. If they aren't here and they want to contact us, we have one big white website, which of course is Hartzell.aero, and then each of the product lines, Plane Power, SkyTech, Janitrol Aero, they have their own website, which would be like planepower.aero, skytech.aero. And you can just contact any of the product support or tech support lines on that, and it'll get to one of us one way or another.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks, Tim. I was looking at the wrong thing. I just want to tell you, we got viewer mail.
Oh,
somebody says we are way better, easier listening compared to Tommy and James's show.
Oh,
you're listening to EAA Radio.